So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
You guys, I am dealing with a little bit of guilt here around the holidays. And I know this sounds stupid. And I think in the past, what I have done is the way that I grew up was sort of you put your head down, even when things are bad, you move forward. It's not as bad as you think it is. And I think that has definitely played a part in my adulthood also. So in my recent past, like the last 10 years, when things are bad for me, it's like, oh, it's really not that bad. And things were bad, right? And I think I have lived with that lie over the course of like the last decade sometimes. Well, I'm really working on listening to the lies that I tell myself, you know, and I am eliminating them now. So I'm really trying to live a lot more authentically. And that's only to set this up, is that I have, I think it's this year more than in other years, and this goes hand in hand with what Cassie was talking about, is I watched her struggle with her mom and watched her struggle with what's going on in her life for the last couple of years. And those within my circle, I will say like 80% of them are going through some kind of crisis situation right now, be it with their health or their parents' health, or there's something going on with their relationship with their kids. There's just some jarring crises going on with most of my friends. And I'm looking at my year, this year in 2024. There were certainly obstacles there in the beginning of the year. But for the most part, this has been a fantastic, really emotionally fantastic year for me.
That's great.
It is great, except when I'm feeling a little bit guilty about it.
Survivor's guilt?
A little survivor's guilt. I know this sounds a little bit silly, but when so many people are going through this and telling their life stories, Mo is going through a tough time. Mo never goes through tough times, right?
He'll never talk about it.
He just never talks about it, right? But I'm feeling a little bit guilty that things are good.
Well, you know you shouldn't.
Is that weird?
Right? It's not weird. Yeah. And people, I think that can be a common feeling. But you know you can feel two things at once. Like you can be happy for yourself and sad for others. And you don't have to feel guilty that you had a good year this year.
I guess my default might be in comforting. It might be to share like what I'm going through in my life. And when I don't have those connecting stories, I feel stupid.
Well, don't you always see that quote from Tom Hanks, like, this too shall pass? So, like, good times are going to pass, bad times are going to pass.
Right.
And I'm sure you've had years where life has just sucked, and people in this room had a good year at the same time. So even though it's uncomfortable because you would rather, as an empathetic person, sit with them in that discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you deny yourself the good years, then, like, when you're actually going to have a bad year at some point, because this too shall pass, you're going to wish that you were in this space.
Yeah, this does sound like, and I'm not complaining about it at all. It's just a thing.
Are you really complaining about the great year you had?
Got a hot new girlfriend, show's going well,
my house is banging, I threw an awesome Christmas party.
Cute dog. Traveling, going to Portugal, Madrid.
My kids are healthy. Healthy and happy.
First class. Just like, hey, sorry your life sucks, but I'm heading to Portugal.
Yeah. Now, I was just going to say the same thing Abby said. I mean, sometimes when my life is going well, I actually get anxiety from what's next, because life is a balance and it goes back and forth. The pendulum always swings. So enjoy it while it's good.
I am. I'm trying.
Your time is coming.
Hey, like Abby said, and I think that's a very good quote from Tom Hanks, man.
It's a Persian poet quote. It's not from Tom Hanks.
Oh, sorry. Okay. National treasure, Tom Hanks said it louder. So.
Yeah. Is he an Academy Award winner, this poet of yours?
Oh, this Persian poet from like the early, early days of humanity, I'm sure.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.